This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. He was a lawmaker, newspaper publisher, and a vocal critic of the government of Syria. Today, Lebanon's Gibran Tweny was killed in a massive explosion in Beirut. Tweny's death took place as United Nations investigators said there's new evidence to suggest Syria's involvement in another killing, the murder of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. NPR's Deborah Amos reports.
The bomb was so powerful, it destroyed the armored car that Gibran Tweny thought could protect him as he rode to the office. The blast sent the burned-out vehicle crashing down a hill. The explosion came during morning rush hour from the Christian area of East Beirut. The shockwaves shattered car windows and storefronts blocks away. This is the 15th bombing in less than a year that has targeted mostly Christian areas and anti-Syrian politicians and journalists in Lebanon. Radio news stations recounted the list of those killed or maimed for Lebanese who already knew the names but could not believe it had happened again. Gibran Tweny, elected to parliament in June, was better known as the publisher of the liberal newspaper Al-Nahar. He was a fierce critic of the Syrian regime. For years, he wrote editorials against Syrian dominance of Lebanon. After the assassination of former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri, Tweny was a speaker at the mass demonstrations. The street protests, combined with international pressure, forced Syria to withdraw its army from Lebanon after a 29-year stay. Tweny's supporters were quick to blame Damascus for his death. The most outspoken, Walid Jumblat, head of the Druze community who rarely leaves his home because he believes he is targeted too.
Gibran Tweny were one of the forefront people who denounced the Syrian terrorist regime of being behind the killing of Hariri. And I do support him. This is why they killed him.
As news spread of the assassination, people began to gather outside Tweny's newspaper office. Some waved Lebanese flags and made way for dignitaries who came to the newspaper building to pay their respects. A group calling itself Strugglers for the Unity and Freedom of the Levant claimed responsibility for the killing. Syrian officials condemned Tweny's death and denied any involvement. But Shireen Amar Bushmara, a student who wore a Lebanese flag like a shawl, had already made up her mind.
We already know that the Syrians are doing it, but no one's telling the truth until now. So we're just here to reject all the assassinations that are happening.
Marwan Hamadi, a cabinet member and Tweny's uncle, threatened to resign if the government did not demand an expanded international investigation and an international tribunal for those involved in the Hariri murder. Hamadi survived an assassination attempt last year. He is convinced Syria is behind the violence.
That Bashar al-Assad and his band of organized crime criminals are behind all this list of crimes.
Even Tweny's political enemies came to pay last respects, but with anti-Syrian feelings running so high, some were booed by the crowd. The assassination came hours before details of the latest UN report on the Hariri murder became known. The report calls on Syria to arrest suspects named by UN investigators, which include top Syrian security officials. Tonight, Lebanon's prime minister called an emergency cabinet meeting to hammer out agreement on a request for an international tribunal. Some pro-Syrian cabinet members had resisted the proposal, but another assassination in the capital and the public reaction could bring rare unity to Lebanese politics. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Beirut.